nature of this meeting and for the work that we are about to do for the city. Is there a member of council who would like to deliver an invocation? Councilmember Britton?
Lord, we do thank you for your love and your goodness to us. We thank you for the opportunity to serve the city, and I want to pray you continue to be with us as we govern, be with city staff and their families, be with residents. Pray you keep us safe and continue to just keep city and staff safe and healthy, our police force, fire, and all the people that make the city what it is. Lord, we continue to pray that you'll be with us and direct us, and pray that you be with the meeting tonight. May everything we say and do honor and please you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I call to order the July 11th, 2023 business meeting of Simpsonville City Council. At this time, we'll have the roll call by City Clerk Ashley Clark.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Roop?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Roche? Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Here. Please rise as you are able and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Each member of council has received a copy of the minutes from our June 13th meeting. Are there any corrections to the minutes? And if there are no objections, the minutes will stand approved as written. Nobody signed up to make citizen comments this evening, so we'll go straight to business item 6A, first reading of ordinance O-2023-03, denial of business license. I'll have our planning director, Jason Knudsen, summarize for us, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Quick summary, this ordinance has to do with allowing staff to be able to request additional items from an applicant if we have reason to believe they may have been associated with a business that had, had its license revoked previously. Things we're looking for is to make sure they're not directly or indirectly a subsidiary of that former business, an entity that controlled that business, or an individual or owner of that business. Some of these things we might be able to ask for is a new lease agreement or maybe even a signed affidavit, just to try to help a business not just reestablishing the next day and continuing possibly what they were doing to get their license revoked in the first place.
Thank you. A motion is in order. Councilmember Hutchings.
Mayor and Council, I'll make a motion to approve on first reading ordinance 0-2023-03, denial of business license.
Second.
Have a motion from Councilmember Hutchings with a second from Councilmember Houlihan. Discussion? Councilmember Root?
I'm sitting here just driving around today thinking about this, and I wanted to give it another look. I know I approved it to move here tonight, but looking at it, I just want to ask a couple follow-up questions. Would this pertain to any time, let's say we revoked a business license for an individual that was doing this type of business, a family member that you think opening another one, does it have to be that same type of business, or just any relative that you think is related to this guy rather opening any type of business we're going to look at further? There's the first part of the question.
So that, you know, that's a good question. Give me just a moment. So it says here that if the business that's looking to be applied for desires to engage in the same or similar type of business activity.
Okay. So we would not be going down the rabbit hole to ask for these things. It has to be the same type of business and of someone that's related to that person, correct?
Related or had affiliation with it. You know, we're more worried about, you know, look, let's use a tobacco shop. Business revoked. Somebody wants to go in and have a burger shop related to the guy. It's not even the same type of business.
Okay.
But the next day we get his cousin coming in to do a tobacco shop in the same location. It gives us the ability to say there's too close of a tie there.
Okay. And that's fine. I mean, the businesses that we've, the one that we're discussing, I wouldn't want the same type of business going on with someone related to them, obviously, but I want to make sure we're not, limiting a different type of business. My follow-up question, maybe Ms. Grace can answer, if that does happen, does that come before council? Where does it go from there when you're asking for these affidavits and other questionnaires that they might?
So this is staff level denial. These are the, this section of the code of ordinances are the items and the codes that allow us to deny an applicant their license. So since they were never issued the license, they do not need to come for council in any form. Staff level denial.
Okay.
Which they would have the ability to appeal as well, so there's an appeal process.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And just for clarification, Councilmember Rue, if they do appeal, that would come before council.
Okay, thank you.
Councilmember Gooch.
I'm still opposed to this, and just, I think you have good intentions, but I take his, one, I think it is an overreach. And nothing stops these anybody from simply opening a brand new LLC or corporation or even under their own social security number or whatever and opening a brand new business. We're not really stopping it from happening. It possibly just slows them down slightly. And I don't want to put a rule in place unnecessarily that they can simply step around by opening a brand new corporation. I'm just not willing to add another rule or create a, it's a small level of bureaucracy, it's tiny, but it inches us towards a more bureaucracy, and I just don't want to do that. Something that could potentially make it more difficult for someone to open a business in Simpsonville. Even if it's like the situation we're dealing with, and it is also a very rare occurrence that we revoke anybody's business license, they have to have some egregious problems that we deal with, illegalities, and I can remember two instances, one recent one, years past, both were illegally, these businesses were doing illegal things, and got caught doing it, and even then the police department tried to work with one of them to help them be in compliance. They simply refused, and we did revoke it. But it's such a rare thing, I don't know that we need to do it again, and I don't know that we're really creating something that stops them from doing it as well. I don't want to add to that. I do appreciate where you're coming from. So I will say no, but thank you.
Councilmember Houlihan.
I've been thinking about that concept of government overreach since the last meeting. And I'm going to respectfully disagree. It's not your right to run a business in the city of Simpsonville. It's a privilege. And we are allowed to ask you to provide us with documentation to ensure that you are running a legal business within the city of Simpsonville. We do that already, asking for a few additional things to guarantee that someone is not trying to abuse the system, I think is perfectly acceptable and reasonable. And if it happens so infrequently that it's only one or two here or there every 5 years, we're doing it because they in fact engaged in illegal activity. Why would we not want to put in additional stopping points to keep them from turning right back around and doing the thing that we revoked the business license for in the first place? Something that we've already had difficulty getting them to get into compliance with, even with the help of the police department. And they're very diligent efforts to try to get people to get into compliance. I think it just makes sense to be able to make those additional requirements of them, and you're not asking for that much. Show me the leash. Show me that you are not the same people whose business we just closed down for engaging in illegal activity in the city. It's not that hard. It's not that much to ask, so I will remain in favor.
Any other comments from council? I will add my two cents to Councilmember Houlihan's thought process by just adding one more point, and that the most recent case where we had a business license revocation was for someone who was selling things illicitly to minors. And if we can do anything to slow that down when somebody is not being cooperative with our police department that made every effort to work with them to get them to understand what the regulations are and to comply with them. And since it is a rare event, it doesn't feel like overreach to me when it is a rare event. But in that rare event where we're trying to protect minors, I want us to have this mechanism in place, so I'm in favor. Any further discussion? Councilmember Cummings.
Mr. Goodenson, without this ordinance in place today, what options would you have in said situation with business owner that we know, one individual owner, license been revoked, and you suspect that they are trying to do this with a family member or whatever? What exists today that you can, that you have any ability to do?
The only thing I can do is deny the name that was on the business license revoked. So his son, cousin, neighbor, and open it the next day.
Okay. Any further discussion? On item 6A, the motion to approve on first reading of ordinance O-2023-03, denial of business license, and to move that to the next business meeting for second reading. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no.
No.
Okay, do you want to do a roll call vote?
Please.
Clerk Clark?
Please.
If you would, please go ahead and do a roll call vote.
What is that?
You just call their names
again.
And ask them that individual.
Oh. Councilmember Gooch.
No.
Councilmember Root.
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan.
Yes.
Councilmember Roche. Councilmember Cummings.
No.
Councilmember Hutchins.
Yes.
Mayor Shoemaker.
Yes. So the vote is 4-2 and the motion carries. Next item, 6B, first reading of ordinance 0-2023-04. Traffic cutting through parking areas and access areas. Director Knudsen, will you summarize for us, please?
That's a good summary right there. This would allow our police officers to be able to issue citations or warnings, they're choosing. When somebody is cutting through private property or parking lots and aisles to avoid traffic or traffic devices and things. As we discussed last time, people that do that tend to do it at a higher rate of speed, kind of in disregard for those who are actually there parking, walking, trying to get to and from a store, and that creates a higher probability of incidents between vehicles and people. And so in order to kind of reduce that, this ordinance would then allow for our officers to be able to kind of take action if necessary. Nothing's changed since the last meeting.
Thank you. A motion is in order. Councilmember Cummings.
Make a motion to approve on first reading ordinance 0-2023-04, traffic cutting through parking areas and access areas.
Second.
A motion from Councilmember Cummings with a second from Councilmember Hutchins. Discussion? Councilmember Hutchins.
On enforcement of this, I'm a little curious as to how we can determine sometimes if someone is actually cutting through or if they, you know, go into a place and decide they're not going to stop at that particular location and go on and pull back out again. I know I've done it before. How are we going to approach this with enforcement? Warning people mostly in the beginning, you think, or what's your thinking on this?
So with it being a police action, I can't really tell you what they're going to do. That would be Chief Hanshaw. But he did express during our last meeting that there would be kind of a period of education, let people know. And it's going to be at the discretion of the officer. You tend somebody pull into parking lot, realize, oh wait, I either wrong parking lot or I didn't need to be here or whatever. Versus somebody who just right for, it's going to be the discretion of the officer what to do.
And did I hear that we're going to post signs in these parking lots to that effect, or?
Absolutely not.
No signs, okay.
Any other council members? I have one question for you, or a clarification. You mentioned private property. Would this apply to city property as well?
It would.
I'm specifically thinking about the park is closed right now, but I know that before the park was closed, people were cutting through the park as a way to go faster. I don't think that's circumventing any traffic control devices, but after we reopen the park, we are going to have a traffic light at the corner of Academy and East Curtis. And I could foresee people thinking, hey, it'd be faster to zip through the park. So I'm glad to hear that if that behavior is observed by a police officer, that they can go after somebody for that. Okay, that was my only concern. Any further discussion? On the motion for item 6B to approve on first reading of ordinance O-2023-04, traffic cutting through parking areas and access areas, and moving this item for second reading to the next business meeting, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
With that concludes our business items. If there are no objections,